grass, ganja, joint, doobie, doo, chronic, ace, lobo, loco, love boat, bud, buddha, blunt, pot, pat, pin, chiba, chiba, 420, and hashish, or hash for short. It's all marijuana.
This is Marijuana Media.
Come in. Brought to you by The Hemp Store at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz.
Ooh, what's this?
Hello.
He's bought snacks.
Oh, look, we've got a caller right off the bat. That's always fun. Go ahead, you're with Marijuana Media, you lucky baguette.
Oh, fantastic. I'm so excited you've answered the phone.
Okay, well, we try to.
Well, because I was reading today in the Herald Mike Hosking's article at the back about...
You're losing me, but go on.
Mike Hosking wrote an article today in the New Zealand Herald, the back page. I'm wondering if it's been read by our lovely presenter that you're about to talk to.
Mm.
That is media.
Sounds like an introduction.
We're not usually when we see Hosking, it's like a repellent.
It's a fine. Yeah. It's a fine.
It is a fine.
Yeah, I'm sure there was the time that I said, and I learned my lesson.
Is this a trap? You made me say it.
Yeah. I'm not mentioning his
name.
You're right. There was an opinion piece.
What did Mr. Muppet say? Can you tell us?
So he had quite a long-winded article at the back page of the.
That sounds like him.
Herald, and it was all this stuff about we're being conned into. Accepting weed.
Oh, okay.
Was kind of the short premise, and he just kind of rattled on and rattled on and rattled on.
Yeah,
and I would have been very interested in some sense and sensible understanding of the stuff that he had to say.
Yeah.
That's a really tall ask.
We try not to talk about them too much. And one of our strategies, of course, is not to give them too much oxygen by spreading the bile
propaganda.
And hatred.
That propaganda has been spread for hundreds of years now.
Yeah, and that's so kind of the Trump tactic, outrage people and get them talking about it. And I think Hosking's doing that. It's fine, damn it! I think he's doing that tactic. But his arguments were kind of, on the one hand, that, what was it? How dare the Drug Foundation raise some money? And then on the other hand, how dare the Drug Foundation spend any public money?
Right.
And so whatever they did, I think he was going to damn them for it. But the gist of it was he didn't like the thought that the Drug Foundation, which is funded by the government to do certain activities, then going off and doing some fundraising and running the
And in the in the similar Herald paper, there was a whole page advert from New Zealand First. Not New Zealand First, the Kiwi.
Oh, Family First.
Family First.
Yuck,
Family
bro!
First.
You are reading the worst part of that paper, and it's already bad.
Well, that's the thing is, I like to know what crap is being said. So when I get encounters with people who are being fed that crap, I know what they're talking about, and I can say, actually, well, have you looked at the facts around this?
That's right. Well, we're about to get to some facts, mate. So stay tuned.
That's right. And
cheers, brother.
Thank you. The irony, of course, is that the very thing he's complaining about is the Drug Foundation's fact-based campaign.
Right.
Where they're running they've put out a website and that is all about explaining the facts around the referendum. And it is very, it comes down on the side of a yes vote. But when you read it, it's all very logical and not making any kind of claims. And the thing that has got... that guy and his cronies kind of up and laying complaints. In fact, this is one of the stories of the week, was that something like 50 complaints laid against about the Drug Foundation with the Advertising Standards Authority.
In a small period of time, like something that's coming up.
I get the impression it's organised.
Yeah, right.
But so all these complaints being laid, but no one actually, or certainly people from that side, not questioning equally, where is Family First's campaign coming from? Where is their funding? Because it would be interesting to have the question put to them as to whether it really is right-wing, conservative, religious groups from America that are funneling money to them. I'm not saying it is, of course, but it would be interesting to put the question to them.
Yeah, can they do that?
Apparently so. Yeah. Up until tomorrow. Tomorrow the regulated period comes in. It's 3 months from the referendum. And so that's tomorrow. Mm. And woohoo, how's that?
Yeah.
And it's like, holy shit. So 3 months to go to make it legal. And in that regulated period, you can spend 300 grand. It's about 100 grand a month.
Right.
And,
that's okay.
Yeah. And so you can spend anything you want up till then. And that I think is what Hosking's been a bit annoyed about, that this has happened, before the regulated period.
Mm.
But, Family First, as I say, everyone's seen their billboards. They've been running for like a year.
Are they using the little orange guy still? Remember they were... That was a little bit of an...
That's the Electoral Commission you're thinking of.
No, I know, but I think it was Family First or whoever runs those heavy sort of anti-weed propaganda pages, if you go to it, they had the orange guy going, vote no on the weed, and it was like...
Bloody hell.
How the fuck... That was...
Someone should complain
about
that.
Sometime last year. I've done it on this radio station a couple of times, but I don't write letters too good.
We could train you up on that. But
hey, what did you bring us?
We do need that. We need to put in some balance and complaints, I guess.
You brought us a snack, and John went straight into it. Is he going to see God or anything?
Straight on the phone where we were trying to eat cookies. You know, it's like Jesus. walked in the door. Like,
what is it?
This is part of our phased reintegration into society and coming back from the lockdown. And now we have some the hemp cookies back in stock.
Oh my God, it's delicious.
That is the s'mores. And I think there's a Lamington one in there too. Very good. You'd be surprised to know it's gluten-free and vegan, and riddled with cannabis of the hemp variety. Now that you've eaten some, yeah.
It has a nice round, smooth feel in the mouth, and it is definitely nom nom nom.
Mmm, very good.
I don't even care about my
hips. Look
forward
to the day when we can do our weed reviews.
Totally. That's what I've got the stool for.
Oh. You are prepared.
So, wait, Chris, is there going to come a time when you will be able to do a cannabis review?
In the medical sector, you probably won't. Not in public, anyway, because they're unapproved products officially, and so like you can't talk about them.
Mm.
And even though whatever's going on out there, officially you're not allowed to do that. In the adult use side. I think reviews will be increasingly important because one of the things with a non-commercial market that they're going to have where the shops are very toned down, they're not like weed, they're very discreet in their storefront. Yeah, and you're not even going to see the cannabis before you buy it. There's going to be some sort of very plain menu and you're going to have like a sommelier type
person.
Not a
picture of the cannabis?
Not even a sniffing jar, nothing. And even if you go to buy your live plants and your seeds, they're out the back, you know. So, you're going to have someone that takes you through it. And I think also review type sites, these sort of apps that you see for the American market, I think you could well see that happen here because people are going to need to be guided or have that kind of, the peer review from the other consumers.
It's going to be futuristic, eh? Because it's going to appear cutting edge, I can tell.
Well, it's kind of, but it's all pretty basic. They've modelled it on alcohol and tobacco, but they've made it the sort of the best of those rather than the worst, and it's actually tighter controlled, which on the one hand is a bit meh, but on the other hand, hey, that means it's going to be more popular and going to win, and they're doing really good things with it. Mm. So, I think they've done a pretty good job.
Hot topic. A friend of mine's just said that he's enrolled to your AUT cannabis course. I don't know if he's qualified to do so, but he's said that he's done it.
Hey, what are you saying about the course, man?
I think you need to be like, basically, I don't think he's a scientist is what I'm saying. Like,
don't put down your friends on the radio. I didn't know anything about that, but it is a post-grade course at AUT, the Science of Medicinal Cannabis. It's in the School of Science, and so the priority is people who have science degrees. But if you have life experience that's appropriate and you have the learning that's equivalent to it and you can demonstrate that, then you can still get in. And
okay.
So we certainly welcome all inquiries, I believe, is the thing to do. And perhaps that's the level where your friend might be at.
Interesting.
I'm not sure. But,
so it's not as black and white as I thought.
No, you can always, if you can demonstrate you have experience in the field and, literally or whatever, but, if you can show that this is a first, there is no undergrad degree in medicinal cannabis, so you've always got to sort of say, well, you know, here's my learned experience that is just as good.
Fair.
Yeah. So, and it did, just because we are the Marijuana Media, that got reported on Vice this week, which is pretty cool.
Wow.
And one of those big English websites, I forget which, maybe Daily Mail or something like that, but it was all like, whoa.
There's been
a lot of inquiries from all around the world for the course, which is very good.
Interesting. I wonder if we'll get a few people travelling to New Zealand just to do it.
I hope so. Yeah, I don't know. I hope so. Well,
how many
the thing
people
is
can
we're
fit in
looking
it?
At doing as much as we can online, if not all of it. So we'll have directed experiments and things that we can perform, and we can do live, like Zoom type things into the lab and do things, and people can participate in that, but remotely.
Okay, I'm having more cookie, guys. You just have a chat.
Chris, just going back to the review thing, do you think it would be likely that normal New Zealand would... begin doing stuff like the cannabis cup once again?
Yes. I'd love to do that. That would be fantastic.
Spark Arena.
Has it been a while?
Yeah.
It's been too long. Yeah. No, that would be great. That kind of thing. And certainly in the referendum bill, there is a provision for temporary event type licences.
Mm-hmm.
So certainly not just even a cannabis cup, but say a concert could get a cannabis consumption licence to allow people to consume there.
So
something
like
Spark Arena, which
one.
Is a great name for somewhere that you can smoke weed, and that could have a cannabis consumption licence just for certain concerts and not for others and things like that.
Right.
Wow. But most likely outdoor events?
Who knows? You're going to have to approach the authority. The way I understand it, you'd approach the authority and argue your case. And if you're saying, I've got adequate ventilation or whatever in there, and you can prove it to them, or you're saying, because I'm outside, therefore I don't have to do that. But then there are other issues around visibility or annoying neighbours or whatever. So it all comes down to you looking at what you want to do, where you want to do it, and
edibles
whatever,
only.
And pitching it. And you've got to have some social good. For all these licences, you can't just be like, I want to do a thing and make lots of money or whatever. That's the medical side, but the adult use side, ironically, the taxes are going to go into health and education, whereas on the medical side they're not. It's crazy.
So many people want to do a thing and make lots of money, though.
You're not going to get a license if that's just your thing. You're going to have to do social good, and it's only people that are doing social good, that are social enterprises or partnering with them and doing good things with the money they make and employing the right people, and people that pitch that way are going to be under the shot with getting a license, and if you don't do those things, you're just not going to get one.
Okay.
Just quickly, with say an outdoor event like a festival, a music festival, which has a licensed bar where people buy drinks and consume drinks on site, will people be able to BYO cannabis to an outdoor event and smoke cannabis?
Not in a place where alcohol is sold or consumed is my understanding of it, so they keep that separate. But in a festival type environment or a multi-room club or bar or something like that, you could well have that. You could well have the bar being the inside of the nightclub and the balcony being licensed for cannabis. I'm not sure, that because then it's in the same place still. So again, you've got to pitch it. You would have to say, well, this is what we want to do, and we're going to do all these really good socially minded things that are going to counteract any negative effects or whatever. And if you can prove your case, you're in with a pitch, or you're in with a chance. And if you can't, then you're not. And yeah. But I think by and large, they'd want to keep those things separate. And I think that's a good idea.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Fantastic.
Hey, other good thing of the week, though, because this thing about the Drug Foundation's campaign and people like that guy we can't mention saying that they're kind of lying, that this is misleading. Well, one of New Zealand's most prominent patients or people who use, because they're not just patients, people who use medicinal cannabis, Rebecca Ryder, who was actually the consumer rep for the government's committee and is also on the board of Normal and was the first person to bring in legal herbal cannabis into New Zealand and get it through customs and that. She has written a really good piece in somewhere, if I can find it. It is on News Hub. And it's called Why Medicinal Cannabis Patients Are Desperate for a Yes Vote. And the main, the takeaway there is the sad truth is that most patients who depend on cannabis are still being forced to live as criminals. They're not accessing it through the medicinal cannabis scheme and are unlikely to. It's going to remain quite expensive and hard to get, even under a best case scenario. And the way that most patients are going to access it is through a legal scheme. And that's also going to bring the prices down and have a wider variety of products.
Awesome.
And for people who have minor conditions, and that's appropriate.
Really important question just come in.
What's that?
Can we Uber cannabis?
No delivery services. Yeah, under the bill at the moment. This is something I'd like to change. I think it's really important for equality of access, and particularly if you live in rural places,
or you're
even
a gamer,
if you think of
and you're halfway through clocking it.
Yeah, we just think of different rules in different places with alcohol, and then it's kind of like unfair if you live in West Auckland, or maybe you think it's even better, depending on what your opinion is. But certainly with mail order, that's really important for equity issues, particularly if you live in a rural place where you might only have like one shop, or it might be 100 k's away or something like that. So mail order, I think, needs to happen, but at the moment it's not there. But maybe that happens later.
Ka pai. Thank you, Chris.
Thank you.
And what was this treat once again that we had from
the Hipsaw? That is the Schmores and the Lamington, and they are by Cookie House, who you can check them out at their shop out at Ranui, Cookie with a K, but they make these custom hemp goodies for us. And
Ranui,
where's
good. That?
Mate, Ranui, come on.
Do it, man.
That was Marijuana Media.
To the Hemp Store. Visit them at 253 K Road or shop online at hempstore.co.nz. I'm in love with me.